about choices. Everybody makes them. Right? I know some people. I know one lady that I've talked to several times in my life. She don't like to make a lot of choices. She said it's easier when the choices are made for. But I don't agree with that. I would make my own choices. Right? And we all do make choices. You made a choice this morning when you got up. You ate something or if you didn't. What you wore. Maybe what car you come into. What store you stopped at. Everybody makes choices. We were talking about that the other day in Coleman. We make choices. We went on a trip this week and we went fishing. We make the choices. I'm going to tell you something. We make some bad choices too. We went fishing off this place in St. Andrews Park. And everybody said, oh, just go there. You'll catch fish. I see you throw it in there. You'll catch the biggest fish you've seen in your life. What they don't tell you is a place called the Digits, and they got all these rocks, and you have to climb rocks. And I'm not talking about rocks. I'm talking about uneven rocks, disproportionate rocks. I'm talking about here, there. They're wet. Water's coming over, so you have to hold on. And I don't know how you hold on. Carry boomers, backpacks, fishes, holes, and nets, and all that. Which is crazy, but we didn't catch nothing anyway. We should just walk out there and walk back and do something. But we make a choice to go there. We make a choice to go up here. Every day we make choices in what we're going to do. And you will make choices in what you do. You made a choice this morning when you come to church a lot, right? That's one of the best choices you made all day when you come to church. But you make choices when you write the Bible. You make choices when you pray today. You make choices in other things that you do today. But when you start your day off with a choice to serve God, your day will be better.
Amen.
Is that all we have? It's going to be a good day. Good day, no. You know what I mean? It's the Lord's decision. The Lord honors those that honor Him. I believe that. And over here in Deuteronomy, Moses here, he's been giving the Israelites some lengthy discourses. And he spoke of some things. And what he did was he went and reviewed various laws and warnings. And he told them that there's a right way and there's a wrong way of doing things. And today, church, there is a right way and a wrong way in doing things. Right? People want options in everything that they do when they go to get lunch, when you go to fast food places, wherever you go to eat. You see that there's menus, there's options, right? People will tell you, well, what's my options? What do I have to choose from? And in the end, you make a choice, okay? You do. Unless you sit there and say, it's a problem, and give me whatever, but you better be careful when you say that. But we make choices every day. People will say, well, I don't like this choice, but I don't like that choice. What are my other choices? I don't like A and B. What about C? Tell me what C is. But there's some choices that you'll make in your life. There's some choices that you'll make today when there is no C. It's A or C. Black or white. There's no gray area. Moses says in the 30th chapter, and I want to tell you, you can't get it all in just this chapter. You need to review. Go home this week and study chapter 29 and 30 and put them together. But I want to deal with one verse, and we'll go in through some of the other verses too. In verse number 15 of chapter 30, I want to read this verse to you. What Moses said. He said there's some paths. There's some options. There's some choices, but there's only two. He said in verse number 15, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil. Choices. And I want to preach a little while this morning on which path will you choose. Let us pray. Father, we love you this morning. We sure thank you for the good singing. Thank you for each one that's here this morning. God, would you just continue to stir our hearts, God, that we'd just make you first priority in our life. I pray, God, most of all, if there's one here that's lost and don't know thee and their free pardon of sin, let today be the day, Lord, that they choose life and that they choose you. I pray, God, that you'd meet the need. Maybe there's somebody here that's saved and maybe they've just gotten away from you. Maybe there's somebody here today, Lord, that's just hurting. Lord, maybe there's somebody here that feel like they got the weight on their shoulders. Father, I pray, God, that you'd speak to their heart and that you'd draw them in, that they might just leave it at your feet. God, I pray that you'd help us and that you'd touch us. Oh, God, we're nothing without you. Anoint us today. Oh, God, help us. Lord, would you set a guard about us today that we wouldn't say anything foolish or fleshly. Give us every word and every thought. Let it be pleasing to thee. We want to thank you for Jesus and that march up Calvary's Hill and that he paid our sin debt. Father, I pray that you'd hide us behind the cross today. Lord, it's got to be Jesus. That's the only thing we can preach about. God, there's so many distractions going on in this world today. Lord, let us not ever take our eyes off of You. We need You, and we love You, and we praise You, and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Moses here talked about choice. He said, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil." He said, when he said that word, "see," that really got my attention. You know what that word means when he's talking to the Israelites? He's getting their attention. He said, "See," he said, "I want to present to you there's some things going on." God told him in that 29th and 30th verse that there was a covenant that he would make with them. And we know what that is. That's the freedom, right? And God told them there's some purpose of this covenant. He told them that the children of Israel were disobedient, they would be scattered. And about verse 7 and verse 3 that they were scattered. But instead of saying repeated with scattered, God would hear them, and God would return to the land, and they would prosper. But you know what repentance is? Repentance is a choice, whether you choose to repent. And how many times have we went to God and we told God everything that's going on? I like to call that confession, right? A lot of people get confused and mistake that repentance. You know, if you told God you're sorry for your sin, that does not mean you repent of your sin. That just means you wise up and have to say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me." That's called confession. And we all confess our sins. It says those confess their sins, we face them just the forgiveness of our sins, right? When we confess, there's forgiveness in there. Why? Because He's faithful to forgive. Everybody might not forgive you of your sins and your own sins. Everybody might not forgive you of things He does. But He says, "You know God, He will."
Amen.
He'll protect you and heal you. He's faithful. Remember, God tells us that faithfulness is not what God does. Faithfulness is what God is. God is faithful. Moses is telling him that God is faithful. Faithful God. He said, "You have come to a fork in the road in your life. I've laid all this out for you. I've told you results that can happen throughout this chapter right here in the previous chapter." He said, "It's up to you to decide what you want to do." It's up to you, Jack. Ain't it something? Well, let's sit back and kind of see what they did. Let's see how they're going to react. Let's see how they respond. Moses didn't say that. He said, "I have said before, me, you, me, we have the choice to make today whether we're going to serve God or whether we're going to reject God. We make a choice."
Right.
Well, let's see which way the crowd goes. Let me tell you something. The crowd takes you straight to hell.
Right.
You better be careful to see where the crowd goes. You haven't watched the news, you've been showing, they've been showing you some crowds what's going on. Now we won't get into that. But you know the people are right and wrong, just like they do the people are right and wrong. And just like that, and everything else that goes on, we'll answer to God the things that we do. Everybody is going to and see, everybody needs accountability in their life. That's something they expect to go on. I don't want to be held accountable for my actions. You know why they do that? So they always got an excuse that I didn't know better. The most that they have excuses to you. He said, "We've been working in this world for 4 years. I have taught you for 4 years about serving God. What happens when you serve Him? Save Him? Bless Him. What happens when you reject Him? You learn to complain and serve Him."
Right.
He said, "It's just yours, it's going to be there." And somehow, a lot of times, we'll wait and see what family's going to do. Let's see what mom and dad's going to do. Let me tell you something. If I follow my mom and dad, they're not following God, I'm following the wrong way.
Right.
That doesn't mean mom and dad deliberately try to lead you the wrong way. It might mean your mom and dad are talking about the God. Maybe not. He said, "There's choices today." We're going to learn that. There's character of these facts. There's cognizance of these facts. There's consequences in these facts. A lot of people don't like that. A lot of people like that. Let me tell you something. The devil don't show you all the wrong to go when it's going the wrong path. He don't show you everything that comes around. He's very good at disguising his actions. If that comes to you this morning, if he said that about you, and he would be like Hollywood, a red suit with horns and a pitchfork, and he said that about you, let me breathe, for it seemed like he would not be easy. Be easy. He got his car, be easy. Open up the car door and move him out. He got in the home, be easy. He's ready to play the door. He decided
in church. Well, I feel like I thought it'd be easy to serve God. Let me tell you something. The Bible teaches us plainly. There's pleasures in sin. And the devil's good at disguising that. He don't show you the consequences that come with the wrong decisions. No, it's better. I'm trying to help you this morning. I'm trying to show you which path you need to go down. He said there's chapters in his past. Look what it says in verse 15. See, I said before that in this day life is good and death is evil. The character of these past fathers is opposite to me. They're not going to the same place. Jesus talked about this. Jesus came on as he's on that, he said that there's past. There's choices. In Matthew chapter number 7, you don't have to turn there. I want you to say it in wrong, unless you want to place. Jesus said in Matthew 7, it is even at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. A lot of people say, well, I thought the broad way, the wide way, that's a good time. The Bible says destruction. Is that not where death and evil represent destruction? He said, look how Christian, and leave that me which goes in thereat. Many people know that. Why is it that these people are going down this wrong path? Jesus said, you know what, there's so many people because they're following the crowd. Broad is the way. And you know what, when we start going down that broad way, that's what the Lord told me this morning, that broad way, there's so many distractions on that broad way. There's more things to look at on the way. There's more things to get you out of your mind. There's more things to make you doubt. There's more danger jumping broad way. Like I said, distractions. There's always going to be distractions. You have to choose. Paul told us that Corinthians was not perfect, and he talked about temptations. But he said, God will make a way. God always makes a way. Right? There's a path, there's a choice. You can't say, I was just overcome with so much temptation that I couldn't get out of it. That don't work for God. God says, I'll help you with this. I'll make a way for you to take this temptation. But you have to choose. You see, today you have to make a choice. You've already started making these choices. I told you to go to church and you're saying, we prayed and we worshiped. You've already made some good choices today. But what about the rest of the day? What's your choice going to be the rest of the day? It's a lot easier to serve God when we all gather together, right? But when we think about that thing, it's easier to say. When we think about that thing, it's easier to say. Right? Easier when everybody else. But what about you today? What's your choice? What choices will you make when things are presented in front of you? Jesus said many are going down the wrong path. Many are that way. Paul told Timothy, he said in the last days, they'll read to themselves. And Paul's revelation is coming to what God knows. In the last days, prayer the times that come. We're running around here scared. Don't know what to do. Don't know how to say this. The Bible, this talking to us and told us these days were coming. And when they do, did the Bible say, just look up your missions are off now? We need to get out of here. So that leads us to your choice. In Jesus, there's life. In the devil, there's death. Well, I don't want to serve the devil. Well, let me make it real plain and clear today. You're serving one or the other. You see, the devil won't tell you that you're serving him. The devil won't tell you that you're on the wrong path. The devil won't tell you that you've been around the wrong friends. The devil won't tell you that you're going to the wrong place. The devil won't tell you all the wrongs that's in life. He makes you get so far down that path and makes you think, I'm too far for God to ever love me. I'm too far to come back to church. I'm really too far to be back in my family. But can I tell you today, you get away from all. God's there saying, come. Make the right choice. Come today and see if there's life in this. And then you know what the life is? It's enjoyment, it's blessing, it's eternal hope. It's what life is. And if we don't go in the rapture, every one of us will see that. It's coming. It's only there from the moment you're born. I just don't know what it's going to get you. We see people that die every day. From people that are just a few hours old, people that are 100 years old. The Bible says death is coming. Job talked about it. Job said he made a lie, he can end a
lie.
So blessed be the name of the Lord. What's your choice today? You've got a choice today whether you serve God, whether you get in this thing and you give God your all, or whether you back off and you go home and you say, well, Sunday morning's good enough for me. Wednesday night, that'll help me too. It's more than just 2 days. We can put it down 2 days, but serving God is more than 2 days.
Amen.
I'm glad for 2 days he offers an opportunity to come together. But what about your choice? What if you've got a choice that is decided life or death tomorrow? And you're not a church. And you're not where nobody else is going. And you've got your all alone. What choice do you want? What choice is there? Moses said, I've been giving you all the information. Right? The character of the past, he said, I'm going to let you know it's too fast. Moses also told him, you know what, there's some problems in these past right here. He said, you know, look what he says right here. In verse 11 through 14. For this commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Let me tell you something. God's message is clear today. The devil clouds his judgment a little bit, he'll cloud his mind, but God makes things clear. He says, there's no excuse. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us in heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? The Lord knows the total, but the word is very nigh unto thee in thy mind and in thy heart that thou mayest do it. You see, Moses said, you didn't talk about this. There is no excuse. You can't say one. Who's going to go over there and let us know what's going on? Who's going over there and let us know? Moses said, all this information has been presented in front of you. What are you going to do? He said, the Lord's going to quiet. The Lord don't make confusion. By my life, God's not offering confusion. He'll make it clear for you today. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you today, you know what? He makes it clear. But if you think God's going to speak to you and the devil ain't going to hold on to you and try to get you not to follow God, don't fool yourself. He will. He wants to hold on to any part of your life that he can. But you choose whether you give thanks to God or whether you hold on to him. The Word of God shows us right from wrong. We learn right from wrong from our friends. We learn right from wrong from our observations of life. We talk about that. What we see on TV, what we hear on the radio, what we see out there every day when we're going to and fro from town to city to work, to wherever we got to go, to grocery stores. We see things all the time. And people are aware of their choices. We are aware of our choices. Our families, we've seen it. Our experiences through life, right? When things work, when things didn't work. We know right from wrong. But what choice do we make? There will be no excuses when we get to heaven. The Lord presents everything in a way that you can understand. The Lord will put people in your path that you can understand. You see, all the people that went to meet him have had choices today. Choices. You've learned these things. We talk about it from the pulpit. We talk about it in Sunday school. You hear about these things through the Bible. A lot of us here this morning have been raised up in church. That's not everybody here. A lot of us have been raised up in church. We know the difference between right and wrong.
Amen.
Some people don't want to say that, don't want to believe that, don't want to know that, because they're always going to be accused to do wrong. There's no excuse to do wrong.
Right.
See, we'll be held accountable for our actions. And this is the good thing right here. The Lord's going to hold you accountable for my actions. You ought to be glad for that. Let me tell you what I'm glad for. The Lord's going to hold me accountable for your actions. We are going to count. We know that there's a right and wrong. Moses said, y'all know the difference between right and wrong. And you know, you sometimes when you survive as a church, you need Jesus as a church. And we say, that's wrong, but when I do that, I ask for forgiveness back. Can we know if it's good and if it's not? Give it to us. When we don't do the right thing, Brother Aaron, when we do it, you do it. That's still sin.
A lot of people say, well, I don't live a bad life. I don't think straight people. No, if God gives you to do something, you don't do it. That's sin. James us. A lot of times we say, oh, it's just a bad decision that we make. It's a bad choice. That's what we messed up. What about when God comes to you a witness to somebody? What about when God comes to you put on your heart to call somebody? Or God comes to you to visit somebody? Or God comes to you to do this? Or God comes to you to do that? God, you know what? How many times do we ask God? God, you need to listen to me ask to do something. Well, I don't know what to do. I wouldn't want to do it. Let me get a Bible when I got to do this first one. Anybody else could say, you know, I don't want to do that. I ain't trying to have like you, but I'm just doing I know you don't see your hand up there, I promise. And that's not right. So you say, I think so, I lost. I have to give God, I have to return to God every day of my life. I got to return to God. Because I told flesh, this flesh don't always want to do God's face. This flesh don't always get along with everybody. This flesh don't want to smile every day. This flesh ain't always want to help everybody else. We're all made up together. But I have to choose. So let me get to see God in your life. I make a choice. I could be convenient, I could put him out there for everybody to see. I'm going to tell you, I think I live. But I don't choose to show myself. Why have I done that? I've learned from that. See, that's all that means to tears. I've learned from that. I don't need to be the cheese who I want to come to church. I don't need to be the cheese who needs Jesus. Because you know what my mom says? It's for whosoever will come. Whosoever. What if it was the same way the people that prayed for me, people that led me to the Lord? That preacher that night that sent us in the living room the same way in 1989. When he sat us down in the living room, he said, you know what? You must pray. You got to pray.
Right.
I'll pray with you, but I can say, thank God. He just give me some kind of prayer. God, I said, Lord, send me word and thank you. That's what I thought he was. Let me tell you that. Don't worry about that.
Right.
I'm not going to get back here and just say, all right, say, Lord, I want you to save me in my life. Forgive me my sin. All right, you're good to go. You ready? Mm-hmm. Come on, Lord, church. We got you. So how it works. Jesus said in John, he may come to me. He must be drawn. Father, must draw him. No one can come to me unless the Father draw him. What do we mean by that? So you know what that means? There's got to be a draw there. There's got to be something there. You know what that draw is? That draw is that conviction that you feel when you know that you're nothing without God. That you're a God, that you go to hell without accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Does that mean you have to have your life and you feel like you're saved? I don't.
Right.
Everything comes out of my salvation. God, that we can say. And then I start thinking about what am I questioning? I'm questioning my salvation. My salvation. Let me tell you one thing that the devil will never tell you. The devil will tell you a lot of things, but the devil will never tell you that you're lost.
Right.
He'll never tell you that. He'll tell saved people that they're lost. He never tells a lost person that they're lost. You know what he tells a lost person? Oh, you're saved. You're good enough. All the deeds you've done, as good as you treat people, the way you have meeting the people, you got saved. You're just as good as them. That's what the devil tells you. You're going to need that. You know what the Bible teaches us, that it's not the deeds. The only work that matters to God is the finished work on the cross of Calvary. That's the only work that matters to God.
Amen.
The finished work of Calvary. What Jesus. And he said, if you heard this, and you know it. You know how you know that? The Father said, Romans, he said, faithful if I hear it, and hear it by the word of God. That's why it's so important that you get your Bible. That's why it's so important that you come to church. That's why it's so important that you pray for your preacher that you follow God. It's important. There's got to be consequences in this path. Last one, and I promise you I'm one of them. Notice the consequences of the path. Look what he told them right here. Life is associated with good and death with evil. All our trials do not have the same consequences. Look what he tells us. Verse 16. In that I commanded this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, thou shalt be drawn
away and worship other gods and serve them. Kind of what he's talking about Romans about that reprobate mind. He said in verse 16, I've announced unto you this day that you shall surely perish. You know what that means? Die in sin.
Right.
And he said, you shall not prolong your day on the land, for thou passest over Jordan to go into this. Now look what he says right here. I call to heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Let me finish that thing out this right here. You will never say this on the sign of prayer, Paradise. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. He said, choose life. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. You know what he said up there? God is everything. God is everything. He said, "Listen to that day, thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee." He said, "The consequence." He said, "I laid all this out." He said, "You go my way." He said, "You serve me. You please me. You love me." He said, "There'll be blessings in this land. You will prosper in all that you do." He said, "You'll prosper." He said, "I'm giving you this land right here. All you have to do is follow me." The blessings that come from God, divine favor that God will give you to the heir, comes by following him.
Amen.
He said, "But not the church has come." He said, "If you obey," he said, "if you withdraw your heart, if you turn away from me," he said, "there's curses that come from that. There's death." How many times do we know? Have we heard? You know what? The Bible shows us. When people walk away from God, they can cut their life short. I know this. When you don't go to church, you don't get the Bible. You don't come to the Bible to say any misblessings.
Amen.
Misblessings, I promise you this. We miss blessings when we don't follow God, when we don't serve God. He said, excuse me. He said, there's consequences in it. He said, what's your choice today? He said, today you've got to make a choice. He said, which path are you on? So I ask you today, which path are you on? Not which path are you husband on? Not which path is your wife on? Not which path is the kids on? Not which path is mom and daddy on? Which path are you on? Have you made your choice? And it is a choice. You know how you make a choice? Look what Joshua said. Joshua told him in chapter 24 of Joshua, verse 15. He said, "This day the evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Was it the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood? Or the gods of the Amorites, whose land you dwell?" But Joshua made it very clear. He said, "But as for me, it's my eyes. But that's for me and my house, who serve the Lord." He said, "You have to choose." He said, "Let me tell you what we're going to do." And I love how Joshua put this out there. Joshua knows exactly the perfect example of being a godly husband and being a godly father. He said, "As for me and my house," he said, "we'll serve the Lord." Let me tell you something, I'm not calling the ladies out, I don't know anything that goes on inside your house. But ladies, if you've got a godly man this morning trying to leave your house the wrong way, you better thank God, baby. You better call him. Don't rebel and don't buck against it, they're going to turn around to it. You're back, I promise you. If there's a man in your house trying to leave the right way, call him. Does that mean there's only perfect and you're going to turn around? No, but you know what? None of us is perfect. Pray for them. Lift them up. It's easy to criticize and do all that, right? It's just for me today to choose life. As for me, in my house, Joshua said, "We'll serve the Lord." You know what that means? I'm going to try to put every opportunity to serve the Lord in my house. For me, Nicole, Alyssa, and Brian. But in the end, they choose. They choose whether they get saved or not. But God said, as a man, and he's going to call and hold me accountable for my actions. So a lot of you don't believe this. When trouble comes in your home, me and God will ask you what's going on. God holds you up there. Yeah, there is a standard. It's called God, the husband, wife, children. It's a little umbrella in our church there. And if any of that gets out of order, you're out of order. He said, it's a lady in my house. I want to present the opportunities. My girl is my wife. They know on Sunday we go to church, we used to go to church. They know I'm going to study my Bible and read my Bible. They know what we're doing, everything that's going on. But they have a choice, just like when they look back. They make a choice. And God's not going to hold me accountable for the choice when they have. But he said, it's for me and my house. Our house today. Which path is your house on? Which path are you on? Which path do you choose? What will you choose today? Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That's our pick. That's our call. Let's stand together this morning. Maybe you've been dealt with choices this week and you're not really sure what to do. Maybe you feel like it's a little cloudy. Maybe you feel like you're just not sure which way to go. Maybe there's some things you need to bring to the Lord this morning. I know some people today that had choices regarding cancers and things like that. You know what they do? I've talked to them about it. They said, well, I got to make a choice whether I'm going to keep going or I'm going to stop the treatments. But I'm going to make a choice. See, there's a choice in that. There's choices. Some of your choices today is not important. Some of them are very important. Don't let my soul God come to your heart this morning. There's something you need to pray for this morning. Maybe you know somebody's lost. And their path is so wrong. And you know me, it's going kind of the wrong way. You come and call the name of God. Thank you.